Welcome to another episode of A Thousand Whys. I'm Niu Honglin. With the arrival of spring and the warming of temperature, flowers are once again ready to take central stage. What better time than now to start a journey exploring the stories and meanings behind various flowers, to uncover the symbolism and beauty that each one represents. Whether you're a flower enthusiast or simply curious about Chinese culture, this series will take you on a fascinating adventure, reviewing hidden tales and deep-rooted beliefs associated with these delicate beauties of nature. In this episode, we'll find out why peach blossoms are often associated with love in Chinese culture. Peach trees are an ancient species and among the earliest ornamental flowering trees in China. With the arrival of spring, peach blossoms paint nature with various shades of pink and creamy white. Yet, beyond their physical beauty, peach blossoms are often mentioned in tales of romantic love. Let me share a story with you. 科举考试, or the Imperial Examination, was a system of selecting officials for the state bureaucracy in ancient China. Over 1,000 years ago in the Tang Dynasty, Cui Hu, a young poet, disheartened by his failure in the imperial examination, decided to embark on a spring outing to freshen up his mind.
Spring always comes. This view is stunning. Now I feel better. A refreshing cup of water will make this moment even more perfect.
Just then, he came by chance upon a courtyard enveloped by blooming peach trees.
Who is it?
Oh, hello. I'm Cui Hu. Might I trouble you for some water, please?
A girl, adorned in soft pink, opened the door graciously.
Please come in and take a seat. Here's a cup of tea for you.
As Cui Hu settled down and enjoyed the tea, the girl stood leaning against a flowering peach tree. A soft breeze stirred, peach flower petals floated down like pink snowflakes. Cui Hu was awestruck by the beauty of the scene.
May I ask your name? The tea is delightful. What blend is it?
The girl remained silent, but she shyly stole a glance at him.
Thank you for the tea. I think I should be going now. The tea is really good. Bye. Take care.
With a bow of gratitude for her hospitality, Cui Hu politely took his leave.
If fate permits, may we meet again.
The following year, Cui Hu returned to the same place, hoping to see the girl once more. But to his dismay,The gate was locked, and the girl was nowhere to be found.
Well, perhaps our paths are not destined to intersect once more.
On the gate, he penned a verse to express his pensive feelings.
On the same day last year inside the gate, a comely face and peach blooms together did glow. She whom I've admired has gone I know not where. Only the peach blooms are smiling still in the spring breeze.
While this tale concludes here, an alternate version penned by Tang Dynasty writer Meng Qi offers a glimmer of hope. In his version, the girl had also fallen in love with Cui Hu at first sight.She eagerly anticipated his return, longing to see him again. She thought of him so much, in fact, she felt ill and passed away just before his return. Cui Hu was overcome with grief upon hearing this, shedding tears and calling out for her. His cries, however, performed miracles and called the young girl back to life, and the two lovers were finally united in marriage.Even today, the peach blossoms are still deeply associated with love and relationships in Chinese culture. For example, people use 桃花运, which literally means peach blossom fortune, to describe luck or fortune in love and romance. However, love is just one aspect of the flower's rich symbolism in Chinese culture. To scholars and literati, peach blossoms epitomize elegance, often associated with images of graceful ladies. In the eyes of many Chinese people, Utopia is a place where peach blossoms bloom in abundance, signifying prosperity, harmony, and tranquility. In the realm of mythology, vast peach orchids are associated with longevity, mystical powers, and protection against evil forces. Rich symbolism has not only made peach blossoms one of the most beloved flowers for the Chinese people, but has also inspired contemplation and admiration for nature, life, and beauty. From south to north, numerous cities, regions, and gardens in China host their own peach blossom festivals annually during the flowering season, attracting thousands of tourists to marvel at the beauty of the mesmerizing blooms. One of the most awe-inspiring destinations for peach blossom viewing is Ningxi Prefecture, located in southwest China's Xizang Autonomous Region. Unlike cultivated species found in gardens, the peach trees there are wild and thrive all over the valleys and hills, at altitudes ranging from 2,000 to 3,400 meters above sea level. With that, we wrap up this episode of A Thousand Whys. Thank you for listening. Are you planning an outing to appreciate the beauty of peach blossoms this year? Do you know other stories about peach blossoms? We'd love to hear from you. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating. Until next time, goodbye for now.